This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight's episode, Malika turns 25 and has all the members of the Coterie come together to use their creative forces to celebrate her big day. Please stay tuned. We're going to be reviewing the episode. And of course, we have a very special guest. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Again, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here. We have a full panel tonight. We're so excited to be reviewing the episode 20 Fine. Malika has a lot of fun in tonight's episode. Of course, we're going to be doing that, playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble, which is always fun. And we have a news and gossip, and of course, predictions, which I feel like we get right quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
But tonight, we have one of our favorite characters, Dom, in the studio.
Hey! Cisco!
Yes, he's been on episodes of Quantico, Homeland, and The Defenders, just to name a few. Please welcome the very talented J. Mallory McCree. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We're so excited to pick your brain of what it was like on set.
Yeah.
And just, that hair was the best. I loved it.
Yes. Taking chances.
Absolutely.
My hair was a choice.
That's right. It was a bold choice.
A bold choice, yes.
And of course, I'm joined by my other two co-hosts who are fellow millennials, just like the characters in the show, just trying to figure out their way in Hollywood and dating and life, career. Please welcome the wonderful Lauren the Truth.
What's up, guys? Just here to keep it real with you.
That's right. And of course, at the left of me, I have the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey, guys. So excited to be back. You guys are awesome right now in the chat. And the handsome and very talented Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Well, thank you so much. But I wanted to kind of, before we review this episode, I wanted to get your guys' overall thoughts, because there was a lot that went down, and I think this is one of my most favorite episodes to date of Good Trouble.
Yeah, I really like it. We got to see a little bit of everyone's character in this one. You know, sometimes they focus more on like two or three characters. Everyone had their own storyline in this one. It was a very fun one, but also the black magic that we saw take place. Like, I just really, I enjoyed it all around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to see his shirt. Black magic.
We love it. Yeah,
yeah.
From
I love
a company
it.
Called Stuzo, and it just was appropriate for tonight.
It was. Yeah. That's awesome. So, Shay, what did you think of tonight's episode?
I loved it. It was one of my favorite episodes. And like you said, it was nice to see every bit of person of the Coterie together, and Kelly's just funny.
Yeah.
She's very comic relief, and I like her so much right now.
Yeah. And you were saying earlier that this episode, obviously, it involved a lot of people.
Yes.
How was it shooting this episode? Did it take longer to film than other ones?
Oh my gosh. This was crazy. It was like stir crazy, because you would come in, and like all the food and sitting during her party, that took 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
3 days of literally coming in every day, sitting in the same spot and looking at the food. Yeah, it was crazy. It was like we never left. And then it took 2 days to shoot the roof scene. It was a
That's
lot.
That's crazy.
And we didn't wrap till like 4 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
We were all texting each other, be safe. Make sure you get home safely. We were on a chain. So it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So you like went all through the night.
Yes.
That's so cool. I think the other episode that must have taken forever to film, and we got to go on the set that
Double
day.
King's Day.
Double yes. King's Day. Yep. That was a long one as well.
Because there's a whole dance sequence.
Well, that was a 3-day just for the King's Day part.
Yeah.
Yeah, we party a lot on this show.
Yes, you do.
Well, at least you guys were at the table. Hopefully you got to eat some real good food that
we
day.
We did. No, yeah. I think it was, I believe it was Ethiopian food that day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
cool.
That's
good.
Awesome.
No, they're good.
So your character, Dom, he now works at the bar with
yes.
Malika,
yep.
which is really cool. And your character's still struggling with Malika bringing your father back into
right. yeah, yeah,
her
yeah.
life. So where do you think, I guess, just for the people to remind them at home, where's your character at with that situation
where's
right
my
now?
Journey? My character, Dom, is trying to figure it out. You know, you got to understand, he lost his mom in the first one, and that was his family. You know, he loves his sister. I love Malika. And we lost touch. I was in the foster care system, and then I found my mom, and we reconnected. And then the whole first season, Malika's not having it. So the second season, I just want to focus on sustaining our relationship and growing our relationship. And then she brings her father back. And I'm like, why? He wasn't there. You know, if he loved us, he would have come and rescued us, but he wasn't there. So it's like, why are we even messing with him? And then, well, yeah, she goes over my head and doesn't even let me know. And then at the end of a great night, and I think everything's going well, you know, it's like, oh, who's this dude? Oh, it's my pops. Oh, okay, where were you? Okay, you're not my pops, so I'm out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we're just on this crazy family journey. That's where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's crazy that you were able to be at Malika's party. It just shows how much you want to be there for her, even though she
Absolutely.
Did kind of... She should have warned you. She should have told you that was going to happen, but she kind of surprised you with it.
Right. She surprised me with it, but... As we saw in this episode, you know, what's good for me is just us bonding. I think that's ultimately all I want, is just for us to have a great relationship. And I'm still trying to find myself, clearly, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I know. Some people paint their nails. Some people, you know, do different hairstyles.
Some people want to remake the 90s.
Yeah.
We got a little Cisco vibe in there.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, please tell me who Cisco is.
Oh, you're a baby.
You don't know the song? Oh. Let me see that booty go. Ta-da, ta-da. Let me see.
Okay, wait. You can't start there. You gotta go back. So there's this group called Drew Hill.
That is true.
Okay.
That is Drew Hill.
Drew Hill is like...
Five Steps.
Right.
Which is still it's one of the best...
One of the best R&B groups of all time.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that's
Cisco.
That's Cisco. Right?
Yes.
He's
that's Cisco.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
He's
so
gonna pull
funny.
That up for you.
Yes. Yes.
He is known for the song, The Thong Song.
Thank you. That's my song. The Thong Song.
He doesn't even know the thong. So
see, I would say just
you gotta go home.
After
this, you gotta go listen to the thong song. You have to.
Black guy, blonde hair, singing about thongs.
I love that.
Pretty
yes.
much. It was like one of the biggest songs of, well, next to like Five Steps Impossible. It was one of the.
And he had like a bright red jumpsuit,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
and like all these colored,
And dude can run. Like, dude had vocals. Like, serious vocals.
Oh, it was lit. Like, if you've ever seen Soul Food and you've heard that song, come on, Lord.
Okay, I'm definitely listening to this afterwards.
We gotta catch you up with Cisco.
I know that Taylor Swift just released her song that I'll listen to after work, but I'm gonna listen to this one first. Thong Song and then Taylor Swift comes.
Yes,
okay.
Please.
All right.
It's so, educational. We try to educate.
There we go. Well, to get us back on track, Malika calls everyone at the party her chosen family, which I think you're thankful for that she's had them.
Right.
But at the same time, Dom is feeling maybe a little bit left out and maybe like... Oh, no wonder you didn't try to, like, come find me sooner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you meet someone who has an extended family and people who have actually... What is a family? Let's define that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you come from a family doesn't mean that they are your family. Just or from blood doesn't mean that they're your family, because sometimes your actual family can be the worst people in your lives. And you have to disassociate yourselves. And that's what Malika felt. And then she found a community of people who loved her, they support her, they nourish her, they're just her community. And it hurts a little bit, you know, to know that she had that, and, you know, I wanted that, and I still don't have that. But I'm working towards it.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Definitely. You had a great heart-to-heart there at the end.
Absolutely.
But do you think Dom's is so used to pushing everybody away. That's why he hasn't been able to find his own chosen family in a sense as well.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, when you have lived the life of growing up a young black man in this, and we talked about with Jamal in his case, right? Mm-hmm. But we haven't talked about it, you know, what it's like on the show just yet, what that is to grow up as a young black man and to be fostered, you know, and I think they'll get into that. I'm not predicting that or anything. I think they will get into that, but, you know, it's a different circumstance and your guard is up. And then when you see, you know, with Jamal, you get shot and people don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you do kind of fend for yourself. Or you get choked out and you can't breathe. And, you know, and so we're exploring. That's why I love the show, because this show really does hop into it and explore all those different things that, you know, can be preachy or taboo. And, no, mm-hmm. we get right to the point, you know, so.
I love that.
Yeah. Sorry, the reason I snorted was because somebody decided to do the hashtag Bring Back the Thong Song.
That was AfterBuzz.
So as I read it and he was being really serious, I really want everybody to know it wasn't for him. It was seriously just because I was reading the chat.
I was like, yeah.
And I was just like, okay.
So let's kind of break down all the different performance acts that everyone did. Mm-hmm. Lauren, what did you think of Malika's performance of Dear Black Girl?
I loved it. As I was watching it, it reminded me of Beyonce's new album, because it's all about, you know, loving your skin, loving your black features, loving yourself. So I thought it was very powerful. I love that it was spoken word. Mm. I love the drama behind it, how Malika and her other friend were kind of doing the movement.
That was so cool.
So I just thought it was really beautiful. Like I said, I love spoken word. So it just felt like, when I did a pageant in college, and I actually did a spoken word about being, the first part was about being black, but I didn't create it. It was one that went viral. I can't even remember it now, but basically how, you know, I'm just because I articulate it, I might be not black enough for some people, but too black for others. So I kind of remind me of that too. So I really liked it. And I'm dark skinned, and I understood what she meant when she was younger and the pigmentation of her skin. So I can relate. But I love my beautiful black skin now, and ain't got to worry about that.
I love that.
We got to shout out Candace, the actor who actually who did it, because she actually wrote it.
Wow.
Yeah, she wrote it. She is a spoken word artist.
That's amazing.
So she wrote that and gave it to them, and they were like, look, this is incredible, and they put it up. So, yeah, shout out to Candace.
Yeah, shout out Candace. That was beautiful.
The emotion when she was speaking.
You could feel it. Yeah, I definitely felt it.
And I have to say that was one of our favorite parts of watching that, because, you know, and they did it over and over, but it never got old. It was like...
No, because it's truth.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'm about to have a baby girl.
Yes, congratulations!
And I need that. Like, that's the model. That's the MO right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, show her that episode.
Absolutely.
For me, it was... I'm not gonna... A lot of girls maybe not feel this way, especially in the 90s, but I definitely feel like I did, where you were told you weren't beautiful just because of the... Like, if you're darker skinned. Mm. And then there's the whole light versus dark conversation. Lighter is prettier than darker skin, and somehow I'm in the middle, because I'm not too dark and I'm not too light, but I'm somehow straight in the middle. So, you know, that's something you had to learn, to be like, you know what, I'm still gonna be black, it's not rubbing off, it doesn't go anywhere, and I'm beautiful. And I love the message of that as young black women and young black girls in this country. That's a message that we desperately need to be just said over and over and over again until the whole world gets it. Because let's be real, people want to be us, but they don't want to be us.
Yeah. They want to pick and choose.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not just in black culture. They do it in the Indian culture and the Hispanic culture and the Asian culture. That's why some of them walk around with umbrellas, because they don't want to get darker. But, I mean, that's another story.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of conversation.
I was just saying, you know, it's in several cultures. Like, they think the more fair skin you are, the more, you know, you're wanted or desired.
Because that's what, you know, we were taught growing up, Like, you know, you had the Barbies, those Barbies that we grew up with. Barbie was white, blonde hair, blue eyes, and she was supposed to be this perfect person. I still remember the day I got my first black Barbie doll, the holiday edition they did back in the day. I still have it in mint condition in this box.
Mine was for my kindergarten graduation. It was a princess Barbie, so I always considered myself a princess, so... I remember you pull on her pigtails and they would grow longer. I still have that doll too.
That's awesome.
It's in Texas, but I still have it.
I mean, my little sister, no surprise, she's white. but whenever she got like that big dollhouse, it came with the white family. Mm. And my sister saved her money and she went to the store and she's like, I want to get the black family.
Mm.
And
aww. So
she bought the black family and then they all lived in harmony in this giant dollhouse.
Mm. That's so beautiful.
Cute. We need more children like
seven.
That.
Seven, yeah.
It's crazy. We're decorating our nursery right now and my wife came up with this whole theme of like under the sea mermaids
oh,
and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And I got to tell you, what a time we are in right now. What
black
a time.
Ariel.
We got a black Ariel. Because I was like, babe, well, how about we just, like, you know, do the Little Mermaid and, like, brush, you know, like, color. And she's like, nah. And then came out the announcement. We got a black mermaid. I was like, oh!
Like, if everybody has been tripping about that, let's be real. If you ever watch Little Mermaid TV series, black mermaids exist. Oh, yes. My God, it's a shock. okay, cool. So, conversation.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
You're like, all right, yeah. No, I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah. It's gonna be same so here.
I don't know when it comes out, but I'm ready. but let's talk about Gael, because so Elijah, right, his
boo,
says that he needs to lighten up because he's too serious. He's a brooding artist. And he's like, and it is true. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes he's sitting there talking, he's like, I don't know. I just, you know, like he's just so brooding all the time.
Yeah.
And so.
But his look makes him dreamy.
It does, but at the same time. We have to lighten up.
Well, that's why you need both.
Appeal to the not that you always have to appeal to your followers or try to get followers, but and I
he's
hope
just always serious.
Yeah, he's always serious. You gotta lighten, you loosen up.
Yeah.
So he decides to do like a sexy dance, a lip sync experience, which I thought was hilarious. But I don't know, what did you ladies think of that?
I think it was funny. I thought it was entertaining, but it didn't feel like him. You know what I mean? It didn't feel authentic, but it was definitely entertaining. It was cute. I mean, he had a nice body, so I didn't mind him taking off his shirt. But it didn't feel like him.
Okay.
For me, I agree with you, it didn't feel like him, but I also feel like it was him trying to come out of his comfort zone in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was entertaining, but also watching Jamie's face... everything.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Because it kind of like flashback to Davi's birthday party and Jamie's taking off his clothes and it was just hilarious to me.
Oh yeah, I forgot Jamie took off his clothes at the club. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That and he didn't want his girl looking at that either. He was like...
He kept trying to
get like,
the man's attention.
Yeah, look at me.
Rosh is just like looking at where I was like, hmm.
All the men there got a little jealous. Not you, but you know, the other guys got a little jealous. They're like, oh, I don't want my woman looking at him too long.
I know. Everyone was like, okay, we're going to reel it in. Reel it in. But someone who demanded that attention back was Miss Alice.
Yay!
Yes!
I was like, yes, queen!
Yes!
I was shocked. Like, the only reason I knew this was going to happen was because the photos that came out on Instagram on the Good Trouble account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if I would not have known, I mean, I knew when my jaw still dropped. I was like, oh my gosh, Alice. But she was great. I did like how Joey, after the fact, maybe explained themselves a little bit better as far as... Okay, it's not that I want you to be feminine,
right.
Like really feminine. I just want you to have that confidence and feel empowered and not make jokes in the bedroom because that turns her off or them off, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I loved it. Like, I was watching every episode, I mean, every second of her performance because she did have confidence. She looked amazing.
She
you
did.
Know what I mean? She did the little ploop with her legs on.
The little ploop.
Okay. You know?
Yay, baby.
Right? I loved it. And I,
Sesame.
Yeah, and I did like how Joey also was like, this is the side of you I've been wanting to see, not just because you're dressed more feminine, but because you feel comfortable. And, you know, you're kind of making more of an effort to show yourself to everyone. Show a different side of yourself to everyone.
I think that's going to definitely spice things up in the bedroom for
them. Keep that ponytail on.
I mean, whip it back and forth. I'm never mad at a good hair flip. I really am not. A good hair twirl just is amazing and fun, and I love hairography.
Hairography is...
I loved her performance. I truly did. But I also, going back to what Joey said, it's the confidence, but also the intimacy, vulnerability. That is something that can be sexy. And obviously, I think because they didn't have that conversation, that's why Alice got the meaning of what she really wanted wrong. Mm-hmm. But now they're both talking to each other, and they're explaining themselves in a vulnerable, intimate way. And that was very high, and that was very sexy to see.
Yeah, what was it like when shooting that? Like,
I mean, every performance, but especially Alice, it was like... Because we didn't know what was happening. Like, no one knew.
Really?
And so all these performances, well, for me anyway, I had no clue what was happening. So I'm sitting, just watching real reactions. I'm like, oh! Like, going ham! You know, okay. And it was sexy. It was amazing. Yeah.
I agree. I bet they probably kept it a secret from everyone. Because she said, she was like, oh, I'm going last. You know what I mean? Yeah. Save the best for last. Save the biggest surprise, I should say, for last.
Gosh. Well, she just surprised me.
Yeah, so I think everyone's expressions were authentic.
Crazy. Yeah. Wow. I was really worried that Joey was not going to be into it.
Same.
Joey has a tendency to be very, maybe guarded, but also kind of projecting
their own issues to Alice.
To Alice.
Versus just having a conversation.
Because they get angry at Alice quite a bit as far as, like, well, you did this wrong, and this wrong. When Alice is just trying to learn everything herself. Mm-hmm. You know, because Alice is new to the community, doesn't know everything yet. So I was just happy to see Joey really be happy with Alice and kind of apologize for maybe pushing her away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I love that. I think that this is a big step in their relationship growth.
Right. I think so, too. I really thought that Joey wasn't going to like it. I thought Joey was going to be like, what's going on? These are your new friends influencing you to do this. But then when Joey said it was hot, I was like, thank God, finally, Alice did something right. Because I just feel like Joey is just a little too hard on Alice. You know what I mean?
I think so.
So...
See, I was the only person on the opposite side of you two. I was just like, no, she's fine. She's just speechless. I was, my girlfriend just walked out in some lace, hair up, makeup.
Wait,
yes.
Who is the one who took the phone and, like, instantly, like,
that was Isaac.
I love that guy, Joey's reaction. It.
However, I do agree that Joey has a tendency to... I always feel like they use it as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
To be hard on Alice because they want Alice to be where they are in the relationship.
Right.
Versus just letting Alice get there in her time.
On her own time.
Because it's a process. And
right.
And you're changing your pronouns. And I'm just finally coming out. I'm discovering myself as a lesbian, as a comedian, as an Asian woman being a lesbian and a comedian. It's going to take us some time to get all caught up on the same page.
It is. And I guess that's kind of what I just want Joey to realize. Like, y'all aren't on the same... You've been in that community a lot longer than Alice, so give Alice some time, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I feel like they could be good for each other, but Joey's just a little too hard.
Yeah. I think they're working on it, though, especially now. Especially now, and I think that moving forward, Joey's going to have a little bit more patience and a little bit more compassion towards Alice. And Alice is going to keep striving to...
Understand
and do her part.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
But... My next thing is my favorite, Davia and Dennis. Okay, so just a little review is that Dennis told Davia that he had slept with her mom previously. Davia thought it was hilarious and said, there's no way she just woke up next to you to try to, like, get you to come back for seconds. Because he had no recollection of...
Well, first, but yeah.
The first time. So I'm happy and relieved that we don't have to worry about... the sleeping together. Because taking that out of the equation really makes me feel like, okay, we're going to be good. Like, Davia and Dennis are able to work this out.
Well, but, okay, I just want to say, do y'all remember that she kind of hinted to it when she was in the studio? She was like, well, Dennis thinks he slept with the mom. She kind of gave us that hint, but we never... I kind of picked up on it, but I was like, nah, they definitely slept together. And I was like, dang, she totally told us.
She told
us. But we were like, nah, they slept together. I mean, we knew eventually it was going to have to come out. But I thought that was pretty, like, petty on the mom's end, but we already saw how she acts. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like Dennis had the opportunity to step up and be like, instead of him saying, I want you to trust me, him saying, for you to be with me or for us to be together. I wanted him to finally say it. And then she was like, that's acting. So they both kind of dissed each other. I was like, all right, are we in high school
again?
You're
my best friend. And I'm like, ouch. Like,
yeah. Okay. So I'm like, come on, guys. Well, express your feelings.
Davi's still lying anyway about Jeff. So until that secret comes out, there is nothing I want to happen just yet. Because they obviously seems like they both want something to happen. They're both into each other. It's just plain to see.
Right.
I love their performance. I love listening to Emma sing. She...
gorgeous voice.
Oh, she just kills. But watching also their voices blend together, it's just very beautiful. And you just see that they have such amazing chemistry. Yeah. Get out of your problems, Bad, so we can have our relationship.
Jeff's gonna pop up soon and be like, what's up? Right? And then Dennis gonna see you. And that's predictions.
It's like he's gonna backslide on that one.
Right. Yeah.
Well, before we get into the whole Mariana Cali situation, Lauren is going to tell us some exciting things happening here at AfterBuzz.
Yes, I am.
Throwing it to you.
So, guys, if you guys are watching us right now, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. Make sure to tell your family members and friends to catch us here every Tuesday night at 7. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment. Because if you guys leave a comment, you might get to earn one of these paddles that is going to be signed by all the cast members that come in, including Mr. J. Mallory McCree himself. So, I mean, Shay can give you more details on that. But like I said, 5 stars, like, thumbs up, subscribe. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. Hey. We appreciate you guys so much because we're getting to talk about the TV shows that we love to watch with you guys. And we couldn't do that without you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would be doing it. Yes. I would be doing it at home on my couch.
Right? I would be talking to the TV.
But here we are. So what is your thoughts on Callie and Mariana's dysfunctional relationship that they've been having these past few episodes?
As Jay or Dom?
Let's say as Jay. Yeah.
I think that these are two siblings who... they love each other, they're family, but they're outgrowing each other. And, you know, you can only be under the same roof for so long. They've gotten to the point where they need to pick a direction and they need space, you know. And clearly, they're both moving forward in their careers. Well, more Mariana than Callie. But they're finding themselves as adults, as young adults. And that's challenging. And sometimes you need your own space. Especially when you're trying to get it in with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that seems like a given. I know that at a certain point you just can't be living with your sister anymore, and especially in the same room. Mariana calls Callie out during the improv about this expensive blazer that she bought for her job that she doesn't really have. I mean,
okay, so as Mariana, what she did, I will say she was in the right. What Callie did was just petty and wrong. Like, there's no reason for you to throw things that happen between you to wreck your sister's relationship. That's just completely wrong.
That is. That
and you're the older sister, too. I need you to act like it today.
Yeah. I will say, like, their little back and forth banter, I felt like this was actually one of the true, authentic relationships of sisters that I've seen them have, because most of the time they're so nice to each other, blah, blah, blah. Like, come on now, you know, sisters fight, sisters argue, they bicker. So this one, I will say I saw an authentic, true relationship, but Callie was so wrong. She went under the belt. If that was my sister,
so like 3 times, I think
some hands would have been, you know, something would, because if I'm sitting at a table with my current boyfriend and you know we're kind of on edge because of something my boss is doing, and you go and throw out that I had a sex dream, and I told you that in confidence, and not only just to my boyfriend, but to the entire coterie. Oh, no.
See,
no,
I would have took that Adam Maria. I would have took that Adam Malika's party. I would have been all calm about it. Like, we'll be right back.
True. Then, yeah, you don't want to ruin the party.
Just to keep it classy, because sometimes you got to keep it classy before you clap back, okay?
I don't know, because you definitely don't want to ruin a party, but at the heat of the moment,
I mean,
if my sister said that,
It's petty time. No.
Oh, no.
See, we on the same way.
I know, you guys are having your own after show.
Right, I'm like,
you're stepping out. I mean, okay, so I wanted to get your opinion on Raj, though, because we love Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Dhruv. We love you, so don't be offended.
We love you, Dhruv.
But he has his character has a tendency to be very insecure because of the men that Mariana has been with in the past.
Right.
He sees Gael, you know, ripped abs up there looking like a snack. So do you think that Raj is a little bit whiny sometimes? Do you think that he needs to
whiny?
I mean, don't you think he needs to kind of step it up and be confident in who he is?
I that's the word right there, confidence. I feel like that's a running theme, specifically in this episode, but like, yeah, in general, just confidence. And but that's millennialism, right? Mm-hmm. Like trying to find out who you are. And yeah, I mean, when your girl looks as good as Mariana or Sierra Ramirez, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta, you know, and you can't believe, you know, he's a geek nerd as well, that term, geek nerd, you know, and he's like, I can't believe he's in a situation where he can't believe he's with this hot girl who's also smart and who also is a boss. Like, this girl's a boss.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, you chose me?
Yeah.
Like, well, I was going to go home and play poker with my friend. Like, no. Like, and she's paying the bill. Like, she's a boss.
She is.
So he's in a, you know, he needs to man up.
That's I think that's a better word. Let's just man up.
Yeah.
Because he has it in him. I know he does.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, when he sucker punched Alex.
That was like the most man up thing I've ever seen. Because I feel like it was in defense of Mariana too at the same time. And it was like necessary. Like Alex talks so much.
Yeah.
He needs to get hit at least once.
It was time.
But also, because we were talking about this out there, and I just went in a little bit because I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm with Mariana in that situation. If I'm telling you, I've done some brave stuff, I've stood on a table and told the world that I am with you, and you're still bitching and whining. That's a personal problem. Right. I can't help you solve yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I gotta work on my own self-care around here.
Okay. Yeah. I can't help you. What'd you say? I can't help you solve yourself.
Oh. I can't help you solve yourself.
Okay.
Because I can help you by being there, but I can't help you work on something inner that you have to do the work on.
Yeah.
I think Callie was doing the same thing, though, with Jamie, as far as, like, hey, seems like a lot of your views are not lining up with you being a Republican, as you say.
But I understood her problem. This is the thing for me. Why would you let that be? I think that was her trying to have her excuse to break up with Jamie at the same time. I really think she was trying to use it as an excuse to try to do it before he burnt his Republican card. I really thought that was her way to distance herself.
Yeah, and he said, move in with me, so she's stuck. I'm like, dang. Last episode, we thought they were done, and now he's like, come move in with me. I'm like, well, you're kind of stuck, girl.
They're going to be done. I'm not worried.
You don't think so? You don't think that she's going to...
A prediction.
Okay.
That's an early prediction.
That's not a prediction so much as a theory, but so, I mean, for me.
So, Jay, whose team are you on? Are you team Gael, team... who's the other one?
Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
I'm sorry. You know which team I'm on.
Who was the other one?
You know I'm on Team Gael. Oh, man. Okay.
That was hilarious, actually.
Well, jeez.
Take your personal feelings out of it, just as if you were watching the show.
Right. If I were watching the show, look, to be honest, I'm Team Callie. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
No. Because, you know, like, it's her choice. You know what I'm saying? And they're both great guys. But, look, you see Gael, he's figuring himself out. He's got Elijah now. He's going through a confidence thing himself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Jamie, well, he got his stuff together, and you ain't got no money. And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't be the reason you go with him. But... let's go, Jamie, right now. For right now. I'm kind of go Team Jamie.
I wish that I was with you on it, but I'm not.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
If you had caught me 2 weeks ago, I was with you, but I've now converted.
She's hopped the fence.
Yeah, she's on our side.
What's that mean for Gael and Elijah?
That's the whole thing about when he finds out about the review. That's going to cause some problems.
But how do we feel about Gael's new haircut?
hot.
It's
like,
cute.
How did you get hotter? Like, that's not fair. You have, like, all this hair just curly, and then you cut it off, and you're just like, I can see your features better now.
But I liked the long hair better, but I thought they were going to give him, like, a for real, like, short cut. They still gave him some curls and stuff. So I thought it was still cute, but I like the long hair better.
We do have some questions real quick for Jay in the chat. So I just want to... So, Arun and... Wait, because it went farther than the questions. Fly Chick and Arun wants to know, because they have kind of the same question.
Okay.
Are you... Do you and Dom share any similarities, and where do you differ?
Yes. Dom and I definitely have similarities. I had a, today is my mother's birthday.
Aww.
She's no longer here. Mm. She passed. And just to kind of key you guys in, when we filmed that scene of our mother passing, of Dom's mother passing that first day, or first season, I should say, that was actually, so that was episode 10-13, right? Mm. And that was actually the day my mom passed away.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was like a crazy episode. And then flash forward to today, I'm here celebrating my sister's birthday on the show, but it's actually my mom's birthday.
That's
so
crazy.
I mean, it's like, you know, my mom is just, her energy is all around, and you know, it's a testament to the mom that I had on the show. So I have mother, Dom has mother issues, Jay has mother issues and stuff like that, and just family issues, you know. And so I kind of attached or understood Dom when I first read it. I was like, and I have a brother who's younger than I am, and, you know, we're each other's, you know, bread and butter. Like, that's my guy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I tap into Dom real easy, just like that. Differences, I would say, I was never a foster child. Definitely came from a loving family. And what else is different? Well, I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys to decide if it was my decision to turn my hair blonde or Dom's decision.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Dom.
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, guys, I think we know what time it is. It's time to play Have You Been Good or Trouble?
Okay,
let's do it.
So how it works is I'm going to say I have a question from the show, obviously, and then we're all going to decide as a panel with our special guest if it's good or trouble for the character. Also, before I forget, how you win one of these, leave a comment under, you know, the YouTube page, 5 stars, write it in the comments, and, you know, tell us your theories, you love the show, your other favorite shows. I just like reading your comments because they're awesome. But your listeners right now on iTunes, leave a 5-star, give us 5 stars, leave a review with your either Twitter or Instagram name so I can easily contact you. Because if I can't contact you, you can't win.
I mean,
you know,
straightforward. Give us your username.
I tried. So today's Social question is... No. Today's question is, Callie moving in with Jamie, is that good or is that trouble? On the count of three?
Yep.
1, 2, 3!
What?
Wow!
Oh.
Table divided.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you why I think it's good. I think it'll be good for Mariana and Callie's relationship. Like he said, they need some time to breathe. They need some time to separate. And it could also be good in the fact that if she does move in with Jamie and they realize there's no way this is going to work at all, then she can finally let him go.
Okay. So you're doing it in like a roundabout, like, not the typical, like, way you would look at it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know why? Why do you think it's good? I'm really curious.
I mean, because I feel like she's a young adult. Like, she's whether it's good or bad, she's going to have the experience. And that is going to be worth its weight in gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, just if you move in with your boyfriend at this point, it's either going to be good or bad. And you're going to learn something. And that's good.
I mean, she kind of already knows what it's like to live with Gael.
kind of.
I mean, she's up there every night doing what she do.
What they do.
Okay.
I say it's trouble because, I mean, I think definitely sisters need some time apart, but just, or also trying to force herself into moving in with Jamie also is going to make her realize that, I mean, technically that is actually a good thing because I'm on Team Gael, but... it's still going to be trouble for their relationship, definitely, because as now they're kind of sort of in a good state of their relationship, I don't think it's going to last, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you,
Dakota? I just think it's trouble all around because I'm just not Team Jamie. I think he's an incredible actor, and I think he adds to the show, but it's like that character that you love to hate. Mm. For me, anyway. I just can't do it. I just can't do the whole thing.
You hate him?
I don't. Yeah.
I don't hate them. They're just like I keep saying, they're not on the same page of what they want in life. And granted, Callie is figuring that out, but even watching the show, you can definitely tell it's also not the same thing as Jamie wants.
Yeah.
Because he wants someone to be like the housewife, right? That's going to just kind of...
Trophy wife,
yeah.
And that's She's not Callie it. Ever.
Oh, y'all making me want to change my...
But no, I get what you're saying, though. She's going to learn lessons. Right. And that is always, no matter if it's good or bad,
right.
It always...
Helps you be stronger.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what life is. It teaches you the lessons you need to know.
And man, I wish it didn't. But anyway.
Don't we
all? Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
That's me, huh? That's you.
All right. So first up, we have Mr.
Tommy Martinez.
Yes. Okay. So he actually did an interview saying why Good Trouble. He's proud to play a bisexual character on there. At 2019 panel for Good Trouble at the LGBT Center, he opened up about his romantic past, saying, "I had an experience with a man maybe 10 years ago." And he told this to The Advocate, and this is the first time that I'm saying it publicly. Mm. So that was the first time he told anyone in the public about his relationship. So I think by him playing this character, it helps him open up more and really just dive into that role. And then next up, our girl Sierra Ramirez said that she wants to do a duet with Maluma, which is a popular Colombian artist. Ooh. So might be up for another song, you guys.
I would love that because she's been doing a lot of collaborations recently.
She has.
I think that he could be like her like vibe.
Yeah.
I would like that.
That would be a nice video to watch too. Okay, and then last but not least, Emma Hunton did the Umpo hits. Oh, sorry, this was the review that BWW did where they said she hit it out of the park with A League of Their Own. This is what the review says. Hunton keeps the punchlines, the pop songs, the sweet moves coming at you in a machine gun pace with just enough time to react with laughter or applause. So they loved it, basically.
Yes, but her directorial debut at Rockwell Table and Stage. If you guys live in LA, check it out Thursday through Sunday. Brunch is amazing, okay?
And they've got a really good skillet mac and cheese with... It's really good.
Oh, they know the menu. Okay.
Their Stonefire pizza,
oh, yeah.
Flatbread pizza.
Chicken and biscuits on Sunday.
All right, well, let's leave a little bit time for Mr. Jay Mallory to tell us any new projects he's working on.
Yes. I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot of producing. So right now I'm producing a film called Harlem 58 about the first assassination attempt on Martin Luther King's life. So I will be starring as Martin Luther King, but it's but it's actually more about the woman. It was a black woman who stabbed him. And it was a black doctor who saved his life. So kind of uncovering, you know, telling those stories. So, yeah. Wow.
That sounds powerful.
Yeah.
Do you have any TBD dates for us? Or
We're looking at 2020. So, 2020, yeah,
okay.
We are fast at work. Nice. But, no, that's the kind of stories I like to tell.
Nice.
Comedies.
Sounds amazing. Comedies,
right?
A little bit different, yeah, Good Trouble, but Good Trouble's pretty not lighthearted either. I mean, they have their moments, but they really hit home with a lot of important issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you already started shooting?
No. We have just started to assemble our cast and package, as they say. So yeah, we have our team and we are beginning pre-production.
I'm excited.
See, I'm an actor turning into a producer. I'm
you're like, wait a minute.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so cool. Congrats. That's
Thank
really
you.
Awesome.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's amazing. Well, you guys, before we wrap, we got to do. Do we have time for predictions or are we out? Okay, all right, you guys. Well, we are going to do a very rapid-fire predictions. My prediction is that...
AfterBuzz TV okay. Prediction.
My prediction is that Gael is going to realize that maybe he doesn't want to cater to his followers, and maybe that he thinks that his boo is kind of forcing him into being someone he doesn't necessarily want to be.
Okay, my prediction, I kind of said it, that if Callie does move in with Jamie, they're going to realize they're not as good as a fit for each other. Mm. And by the time that Gael realizes, Elijah, there's so many names, set him up with that review, boom, then they'll be a couple. They'll get together.
Okay, my prediction is Malika obviously has to make a really tough choice. I really hope, unfortunately, it's going to be the choice of her future versus for the cause. Sometimes your future, you can only have a future if you're there to do it.
True.
So that's my quick prediction.
We're not going to have you do predictions because you can't.
I have none.
But something you can tell the people.
Yes.
Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at @callmejmallory.
All right. Thank you again so much for coming
in. Thank you guys.
So much fun. And Shay, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram and Grand Hotels Mondays at 8 p.m. And we have special guests coming up.
Oh, you can find me at Lauren the Truth on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you so much for watching. And we will get into some more Good Trouble with you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.